You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at the agricultural weather is Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, I keep hammering on this issue, but it just is what it is, and that is, for the most part, Brazil continues to have good weather.
Boy, that's right. It really is. And, you know, I think it's important to keep everybody pointed in the right direction. It's easy to get hung up on the fact that the Northeast has been so dry for so many weeks, but that Northeast doesn't produce much of any in the way of soybeans, not enough to have an impact on the bottom line market move. So we're kind of left in a position here where we have to make that comment. Conditions are just about perfect in Brazil. There is a very serious problem with dryness in the Northeast, and to be honest with you, it's going to stay there. So we're going to hear about maybe the coffee crop being hurt or maybe a little bit of sugar cane or something like that. But when it comes to the soybeans, the only thing we're going to hear about is jingle in the Brazilian farmers' pockets probably, because it's going to be a very large crop. And they are beginning to harvest some of that. I don't know if you do that or not, but some of the first fields are being harvested up in the north. We're a long ways away from the main harvest season, but anyway, that's the direction we're moving in, and they are going to see continued showers and thunderstorms on a pretty regular basis there all the way through these next few weeks.
So if anything, USDA on later WASD reports might even be bumping their production even higher, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, that's a strong possibility.
What about Argentina?
Argentina is switching gears a little bit here. You know, they've been in a wetter mode for about 5 months, at least in parts of the country, and they have put an end to that, at least for right now. They are going to be seeing a full week's worth of dry weather, and temperatures will get rather warm. We'll probably be looking at temperatures in the 90s, perhaps over 100 degrees in a portion of Argentina's crop country. But after 5 months of rather cool and wet conditions, well, I won't say cool, but all this period of wet weather, a period of dry and warm conditions could only help that crop. And the Vegetative Health Index continues to suggest the majority of Argentina's grain and oil seeds are in very good shape, even though we had a hard time getting some of them in the ground on time. So we may lose a little yield for the early corn crop, but the soybeans are looking very good there.
And I suppose the other area we ought to touch on today continues to be the western part of the Corn Belt.
Absolutely, and it does look like a no-change scenario for the most part. Now, we've got a storm system that's going to be brewing here on Wednesday, actually tomorrow, in the southern plains down in Texas. It will sit down there for about a day and a half and get all juiced up, and then it will start racing to the northeast, and we'll actually reach the upper Midwest as we get into the second half of this week. But as it comes northward, it's going to weaken very quickly. So we'll have a little bit of rain and snow up that way, but it's not going to be a drought buster. And we're still looking at a longer-range outlook that downplays precipitation in the upper Midwest on a pretty significant basis for at least another few weeks. So we'll get there, maybe, do a little bit better late winter, early spring. But for the next few weeks, I don't think we're going to see much change.
Thanks, Drew.
Have a good day.
Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that is today's closing market report. This is Dave Dickey.